And welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I am Phil Taylor, and today we're going to be talking to Tony Leah, who is the chairman of the Political Action Committee of Unifor Local 222. If you have read today's Globe and Mail, Toronto Star, watching the news, there is an announcement that the GM plant in Oshawa may be closing. I probably shouldn't say maybe. Latter part of the show, we will be talking to Ted Schmidt, who has a new book, and it's I Was a Catholic Zionist, and we want to talk to Ted about that. Let me see if I have any other news. We should congratulate the Canadian Peace Congress. They had a good meeting, I understand, on the weekend, and I know that we spoke to Chris Black last week on this show. We're glad we did. We need meetings of this type. Just to emphasize, yesterday shots were fired by the Russian Navy because a Ukrainian ships, armed ships, decided to pass through the Kerch Straits without seeking permission, which is ordinarily done. And that's an important issue. We're going to need a responsible, sober, in the most profound sense, leaders who can guide parties who are armed through their differences so that we won't have potential altercation. I was disappointed, not surprised, that the foreign minister of Canada immediately said that Russia was in the wrong, et cetera. And that is not the way to approach an issue as dangerous as this one, because we're talking about a sea passage, laws of the sea, international law, relations between states, and great care must be taken that we will not have a confrontation. The way to avoid it is that if you're an armed party and you want to test neutral space, where someone is there that you don't think should be there, and he is also armed, you can take your flag up to the line and say, this is really ours, and he can say, no, it's not. Then you say, let us adjourn and bring people called statesmen into this, and let us bring international third parties to help us sort it out, because it is not a good idea to force the issue. And certainly the opinion of the Taylor Report that armed ships trying to pass through Kerch, if it's the record is clear, previously notified the other party they were going to be there, and the other party said okay, and according to certain stipulations, it's called innocent passage. When we spoke to the Gaza Flotilla people on this show, they said that, for example, when they were approaching Gaza, they and the Israeli Navy spoke to them. They said, we have right of innocent passage because we're not bearing arms and not looking for trouble. Anyway, that is, to my mind, the part that needs to be underlined, and the parties need to adjourn to the United Nations, which I understand they're going to do. So we have more to follow up on that, but that's all by way of saying Canada needs a peace movement.